The Alliance School District making changes to its administrative team. Director of Secondary Education Sean Jackson has been named Assistant Superintendent. High school principal Christy Woodford will be Director of Student Services, while the Coordinator of Curriculum and Instruction Natalie Kern will be Director of Curriculum. High school assistant principal Sean Fontaine is being promoted to principal. The restructuring is prompted by the upcoming retirement of Director of Elementary Education Michelle Balderson. After 34 years with the district, her final day will be July 31st. Woman has been arrested after a fire damaged a Canton home. Firefighters were called to the 19th Street Northeast address at about 9:30 Thursday night. Division Chief Stephen Henderson told the repository the fire started in a closet and spread into the ceiling and front porch. The blaze was extinguished quickly. Two adults and three children escaped without injury. A 41-year-old woman was charged with aggravated arson. Damage to the structure and contents estimated at $27,000. A Massillon woman who allegedly tried to block authorities from arresting a fugitive is in trouble with the law. 33-year-old Melissa Altanega was arrested Thursday by Massillon police on charges of obstructing justice and misuse of 911. She's accused of refusing to open the door of her South Avenue Southwest home to police and U.S. Marshals December 10th. She reportedly tried to close the door when marshals forced it open and lied to officers when asked if the suspect charged with felonious assault was in the house. Altanaga also allegedly called 911 to falsely report an emergency while police were present. A former teacher has pleaded not guilty to child pornography charges. 68-year-old James Watt of Columbiana charged with 75 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material or performance. He allegedly possessed obscene material involving children October 22nd. Watt was a STEM teacher at Lisbon David Anderson High School until his retirement last year. He was indicted by a Columbiana County grand jury January 12th. The state fire marshal's office investigating the cause of a Wednesday afternoon house fire in Tuscarawas Township. North Lawrence firefighters responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Street West just after 5:30. The blaze started in the basement and spread to first and second floors and attic. Homes sustained heavy damage. Crews were on scene for nearly 5 hours. There were no injuries. Firefighters from Beach City, Brewster, Dalton, Erie Valley, Kidron, Lawrence Township, Massillon, and Perry Township assisted at the scene. Man has been served with a secret indictment for allegedly lying to investigators during the probe of an East Liverpool murder. 25-year-old Travis Kidder recently charged by the Columbiana County Grand Jury with obstructing justice. He was arraigned Thursday in Common Pleas Court. Kidder accused of making up facts related to the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas. 34-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia, and 24-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon are each charged with aggravated murder. They'll be tried separately later this year. A grand jury is considering charges in a Youngstown murder. The case of 29-year-old Jonathan Simmons was bound over this week from Youngstown Municipal Court. 27-year-old Brandon Ogden died at St. Elizabeth Health Center January 10th. Simmons charged with murdering the incident on Ohio Avenue. Milton Township police pulled Simmons over for a traffic stop and learned he was wanted in connection with the shooting. He was booked at the Mahoning County Jail. Police say the men knew each other. Boardman Police Immigrations and Customs Enforcement was notified after a man used a fake Social Security card while attempting to obtain an Ohio ID. Officers called to the BMV on Boardman Canfield Road Wednesday morning. The man allegedly had presented counterfeit documents. WKBN-TV reports police ran his Social Security number and found no information on the name listed on the papers. A BMV investigator concluded the papers were fake. Police were unable to confirm the man's identity. He was arrested on a forgery charge. ICE said he was likely unregistered. Youngstown police investigating a shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to reports of gunfire at a home on North Brockway Avenue around 5 Wednesday afternoon. A man who was wounded had already driven himself to St. Elizabeth Health Center. He was listed in stable condition. Police say the shooting occurred inside the house, and they have identified a suspect. A 20-year-old student at an Ohio university among those killed Wednesday night in the collision of an American Airlines passenger jet and an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C., Grace Maxwell was a junior at Cedarville University. The plane took off from her hometown of Wichita, Kansas. The Wichita Eagle reported Maxwell was returning after going home for the funeral of her grandfather. She was a biomedical engineering major. Another Ohioan confirmed to have died on the flight is Cincinnati native Elizabeth Keyes, who was an associate at the law firm Wilkinson Steckloff with offices in Washington, D.C. and New York City. We have the following funeral announcements. Services pending for 55-year-old Derek Lewis Romine of Alliance. Services pending for 71-year-old Gary L. Pittman of Alliance. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Scivolacci.